Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. I'm Dan Young. This is Craig Morrison. We are,
yes, it is,
as always, thrilled to bring you folks information on a variety of topics. Let me adjust my volumes here, make sure we got everything running good here. Couple of house cleaning announcements I want to make sure to capture right up front, or I will forget. July 28th. Our conversation is going to be, hey, good to see you, Tamara. Vivian, thank you for joining us. July 28th, the topic is going to be natural support for blood pressure, okay? July 27th, here at the clinic, at 6:15 is our monthly basic nutrition 101 class that we do every week. It's open to the public. Anybody can come and join us.
Every month.
Every month, yes, thank you. Fourth Tuesday of every month, 6:15, is the basic nutrition class. And again,
it is one of the best things you can do for yourselves, folks.
I encourage everybody to go through a refresher at least once a year. Yeah, once a year, do a refresher. Because it's evergreen. The information we cover in that class isn't going anywhere. It's not going to change. It's proven itself with over, well, close to 500,000 clients worldwide when Dr. Jensen was still practicing to be the most effective approach to the majority of needs based on diet, mm-hmm, and how to position yourself to eat the right diet. Now, everybody needs
and
a little variation. And be successful with it. Everybody needs little variations of that, and that's fine. We all know this. But these foundational basics for nutrition were just huge. So that's on the 27th. 28th is on blood pressure. And Sunday, this Sunday, I'm going to be down in Lusk, Wyoming. I should say up in Lusk, Wyoming, north, mm-hmm, of here. From 2 to 4, teaching at the fairgrounds there. We've got a side room, and we're going to do some demonstrations. Spend a lot of time there. Cassidy Nixon's going to be over from Scotts Bluff, who's a practitioner, went through our mentorship program. She's going to be there assisting. Tammy and I will be there. You ain't going to be there, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Craig's not going to go up there. The weather's nice. He'll either be golfing or on his motorcycle.
What can I say?
Hey, Sky. Hey, Janet. Thanks for joining us. Tracy, good to see you.
Hi, guys.
So, celiac. This is a topic that, as usual, modern medicine has done its utmost to confuse people, mm-hmm, about what the real issue is. Gluten is a protein that naturally is found
in grains.
In grains. Primarily what?
Wheat, rye, oats, barley, soy.
Corn. Now, they also have been able to take this protein and they use it in other foods, primarily soy sauce and marinades.
Mm-hmm.
So watch the label. They'll use it. It naturally occurs. And when the label says gluten-free oats, please, it's gluten reduced to a certain level that supposedly doesn't stimulate an allergy response or inflammation or sensitivity in the gut. The truth of the matter is there's no such thing as gluten-free. There's gluten-reduced if it's oats, rye, corn, barley, wheat, that type of thing. So don't get faked out. And I shouldn't say modern medicine so much as modern food manufacturing has really distorted the real issue. And the fact of the matter is in this country, people are eating way too many corn products, mm-hmm, way too many wheat, too much rye, too many oats. The Quaker Oat guy did a great job, Wilford Brimley, becoming, you know, America's grandpa,
yeah,
selling Quaker oats every morning, right? And boy, that was just a very successful campaign.
Turns to sugar right away.
Yeah.
As well as having gluten in it.
Yeah. And how many of you have ever put oats in a bowl and added water? And what does it do?
Swells.
Swells up, okay? Guess what that protein does in your cells in the body?
Swells.
That's the same thing.
Exact same thing.
We wonder. I mean, when I cut out all grains, lost 26 pounds, man. It was, I think it was just fluid built up in my system from eating grains too much, too often, right? So gluten in and of itself is not so much the bad boy to our health as we're led to believe, but these oats and rye and corns and the overconsumption of processed grains, yes, I know they taste good, okay? They taste good. And when you live in a country that spends $1 out of every $4 for the disease management of type 2 diabetes, that's close to $1 trillion a year. Not a billion, not $100 billion, $1 trillion a year.
Mm-hmm.
Approaching that much money spent on the failed disease management approach of type 2 diabetes by modern medicine. And it's 100% correctable when people correct the disciplines of what's going from the plate to the mouth. If they could just get this distance straightened out.
There's a couple of little facts that people don't realize.
Yeah.
Wheat, you know, in its refined white form, was originally put together to do what, Dan?
Oh, they used it for wallpaper paste. Because if you look at this little border right over here, right behind our heads, there's an elephant up there on the wall. And that's wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. And what they used to do was take
that holds it up.
White flour, and they'd add water to it and stir it up real good.
Yeah.
And it makes this paste. Have you ever done, what is it, paper mache?
Macrame.
Paper mache.
Yeah, paper mache?
Yeah.
Macrame. Paper mache.
Whatever it's called.
I think you're right.
You take these strips of paper and you dip it in this glue, this white pasty stuff, and you let it dry and it turns into a rock.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what this stuff does in your guts.
Yeah.
So
when you get, you know, unaccountable, like bloating, gas, insomnia, inability to digest foods, weight loss you can't account for, things of this nature. You know, it's real important to check for the malabsorption. And really, this is another reason why food logs are so critically important, to help us identify what's missing in the diet,
mm-hmm.
and also to gently, especially with little kids, move them away from Cheerios and cornflakes and Rice Krispies every morning with milk. And they wonder why most people that are diagnosed with celiac,
mm-hmm.
done before the age of 2.
Yeah.
By the age of 2 years old. Why? Because once they got off of bottles and went to some solid foods around 1, 1.5, they spent the last year, 6 months to a year, of eating nothing but stuff that gums up the works.
Yep.
And some kids can handle it better than others. So just be aware, it's dietary. What are some of the nutrients that we could talk about?
Well, yeah. Some of the best things that you can eat are high fibers. You want to get rid of milk.
Yeah.
Because it most of the time, if they're suffering from celiac, they have a lactose intolerance.
Yeah. If you want to have milk, mm-hmm. buy a cow or a goat.
Yeah.
Now, nobody watching this or whoever watches this is going to buy a cow or a goat. Hey, Danielle. Welcome.
They might.
I'm doubtful.
Okay, you want to eat lots of, you know, seeds, nuts, figs, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. You know, if you're suffering from this, you want to get some aloe vera juice in you, because that's one of the best things to help with the guts.
Another one of the first nutrients I ever took in 1983.
Mm-hmm. That was because of
supplement.
It helps so many things.
Inflammation.
Better
bowel movements. Opens up the villi, so you have better digestion. It gets them from being laid over or full of mucus. It helps them to expand and stand up like they're supposed to.
It really helps people with ulcers and stuff like that. I mean, there's so many things that aloe vera does.
Yeah.
One of the things that you really want to do is you want to eliminate any foods that have gluten in them.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're better off going on a phase one food program. Absolutely. If you don't know what phase one is, to make it real simple, for 30 days, go to the countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com website, click free downloads, download the phase one food program and the recipes that accompany that. There's like 50 pages on there now. It makes it real simple to follow phase one,
mm-hmm.
and you will eliminate the foods that feed leaky gut syndrome. You'll eliminate the foods that are going to be containing the gluten, but also mm-hmm. the processed refined grains that turn rapidly to sugar. You're going to stop feeding a yeast overgrowth or a yeast gut problem in the gut, which most people in this country bounce in and out of that.
Yeah, especially people with celiac.
Yep.
You know,
because 100%.
Every time they eat that stuff, it just messes up their guts so much
yep.
that, you know, yeast can thrive in that environment.
Do you like okra?
You know, I like okra when it's pickled.
Right? fried.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like fried okra.
Okra is one of the most healthy foods on the planet to eat for your gut.
Absolutely.
For healing the gut. Okra is an amazing healer to the gut. Now, we used to get some, and I'd have some in the back fridge in mm-hmm. a jar. And they were slightly pickled, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were whole okra. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I used to eat those every time you'd bring them in.
They're so good.
They are.
And they're good for you. They're good for you. A good probiotic?
A good probiotic is absolutely
like
necessary.
Like Bioflora?
Yeah. And you want to get really good enzymes with it.
Yeah, you need to use super enzymes, which has the hydrochloric acid, which creates an environment that breaks this stuff down. These enzymes act like emulsifiers in a mm-hmm. celiac case. I've never seen a celiac case yet that, number one, didn't need to change their diet, and number two, need good quality enzymes long term because of the emulsifying effect that it has on this glue
mm-hmm.
that gets into the tissue of the guts. We have 26 foot of piping. Small intestine alone is about 20 feet, has the surface area of a tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a lot of villi. And so a person can get faked out and eat a certain way for decades before they start developing problems. Why? Yeah. Because the way these bodies were created, we have a lot of ability to abuse them long term. It'll still bounce back.
Yep.
Until it won't bounce back.
And then when it won't, you're
in trouble.
Yep.
So you're better off practicing prevention. Avoid the processed grains like it's the plague,
because mm-hmm.
That is the real plague, our diets in this country. And make sure you're doing a good enzyme, a good probiotic,
mm-hmm.
prebiotic. I think of Bioflora. Tamara asked me a question the other day about multi-strains and the different strains of probiotics, and you know, and there's no evidence, by the way, that multi-strain, 10 or 15 strains of, mm-hmm. of probiotics is any better than your 2 or 3 strain probiotic. The reason I like ours so well is because it fits two issues. It's a prebiotic and a probiotic.
And a probiotic.
And people right. need both in their diet because they won't eat certain foods that position that.
Bioflora is also a really good you know, like scrubber of the small and large bowel, mm-hmm. you know, and it helps to get stuff out, you know, especially like if there's a yeast issue, it will help to get that stuff out of the dead and dying debris out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bioflora is yeah. one of the best things I've ever found.
Yeah, the good bacteria must populate the gut. Here's where some of the people like with gluten, celiac, they have an environment that the cultures of good probiotics can't even establish themselves right. anymore. There's the problem. So we have to back up the causal chain a little bit with some of these cases and say, you know what? We're just going to start with a good bowel cleanse.
Mm.
We're going to make sure you're having 2 to 3 bowel movements every day, soft consistency, good elimination. Then we're going to get some ICF2 through there in about 10 to 12 days. We're just going to focus on a bowel cleanse and see how that ripple affects and how you feel throughout your body. Less aches and pains, joint aches, headaches, better sleep, mental clarity, focus, concentration, maybe even a little bit of weight loss, 3 to 5 pounds, who knows? I mean, these are all things that it's like a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
So cleaning up the bowel because of the celiac, because of this gluten intolerance, because of this inflammation that's in there and the debris left behind, good bowel cleanse, the right enzyme, and some Bioflora is a great way to start. And
absolutely.
By the way, to correct the nutrition, use superfood. I mean, that
yeah.
that is a that's a combination, a foundational program for this type of concern. And people are confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're told, oh, gluten's the problem, but they're eating their gluten-free oats.
Yeah.
Gluten-free rye. There's no such thing, right? There's gluten-reduced. There's no such thing as gluten-free. If it's a protein, it's in there. Okay.
Another thing that you want to kind of look at, if you are getting chronic inflammation in the gut especially, or anywhere else in the body, and usually if you have chronic inflammation in the gut caused by celiac, you're getting inflammation in other areas of the body.
Hey, Dan.
So you want to pay close attention to the nightshades. Because they can cause a little bit of inflammation.
That's a great point.
You know, and so just be careful and be knowledgeable of it.
Yep. Tomatoes, potatoes, yams. Get Nancy, Dr. Sherry, can't remember her last name, but she wrote the book on nightshades. Awesome stuff out of Sarasota, Florida. Dr. Sherry, she's written some good stuff. And you can also look at Gundry's work, Stephen Gundry, the cardiologist, the plant paradox. Look at some of these up-to-date research. Nightshades are great to be aware of. Yes, they are. You got to watch out for that stuff. And people eat them all the time. Who doesn't love the taste of a garden fresh tomato?
Yeah.
Everybody that I know loves tomatoes.
Or red potatoes with butter and...
Yeah. Yeah, but I haven't had a potato in a long time.
I have.
Did you hear that, Dan? Did you hear this guy? Yeah, Stephen Gundry. Stephen Gundry, The Plant Paradox. Great read.
But I don't eat near as many as I used to.
No, you don't. You've done a good job. All right, what else can we do? Let's see.
You kind of want to stay away from... like red kidney beans, peanuts, you know, most legumes,
the lectin. The lectins. Yeah. That's where Gundry's work comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks about the lectins in the plant paradox.
Yeah.
And how these kings will feed, inflammatory responses in the body. So,
yep.
Good to be aware of. Because what happens, especially with men, probably, I think less with women than men. Legumes. I think less with women. Men, we fall into a rut with our diet. We'll eat the same thing every day for life. We don't care as long as it tastes good and we feel, you know.
Yeah.
And so women tend to be a little more adventurous with trying different things in the diet and looking at and reading labels and how their body performs. That's why women outlive men, is they pay attention.
They pay attention to their bodies.
Yeah, they pay attention to how how they feel and how their body's performing. And so men just either want the hunger pain to go away or just pain to go away. And then if they're that, they're fine.
In their minds.
So focusing on getting some different things in the diet is critical. It's critical. So.
Yeah, diverse diet is one of the best things that you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we always talk about, you know, when you have a big salad, try to get some colors of the rainbow in there. Make sure that
colors
you know,
of the rainbow.
When you're eating fruit, look at the different colors of the fruit before you eat it. Try to stay away from the high sugary ones like, you know, bananas and, you know, Fiji apples and...
The high sugar.
Yeah. Plums.
Plums. Yeah. Grapes.
Grapes.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Oranges. Yeah. Pears. Oh. When you say the word pear, you can just say, you know, your mouth waters. You know, because of that taste, right? How sweet.
I love pears.
Hey, Joyce, thanks for joining us. So, and a healthy intestinal lining means healthy absorption, better nutrition into the system, liberal process the body can utilize.
As long as the villi is able to do what it's supposed to do.
Yep.
One of the things that gluten does, i.e. gluten, glue, is it bends that villi over and locks it down. It actually glues it down to where it can't draw nutrients.
I had peanut butter for the first time in 6 months, 8 months, yesterday, small amount.
Yummy.
Woke up achy this morning.
Did you?
I did, for just a little while, until I had the water going and movement. Mm-hmm. And I don't wake up that way. I don't wake up. I can jump up out of bed and take off.
Yeah.
And that's, so going back to what Tamara was talking about, the peanuts. Mm-hmm. Peanuts and kidney beans. Yeah, the legumes. Most people don't realize peanuts are part of the legume family.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an inflammatory feeder. And if you have a yeast problem in the gut, whether you know it or not, if you have a little bit of an overgrowth of yeast in the gut, you won't lose an ounce of weight. And peanuts feed the problem. Let your gut work. That's exactly right.
That's right.
All right. Any last minute thoughts or comments or questions, Mr. Morrison?
Well, all I know is that if you're suffering from celiac, pay attention to your diet.
Yeah.
First and foremost. And if you do that and get good probiotics, get good enzymes in there,
yep,
make sure your bowel is cleansed. And you're going to find that you're not going to be near as susceptible to all of the negatives.
Yep.
You know, bloating.
Yep.
Diarrhea. And especially if it's foul smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Anemias. That's one of the other things people don't realize.
Whether it's B complex or iron.
Yeah, iron. And like anemias. A chlorophyll is really, really good. If you're having gut issues.
Yep. It's an anti-inflammatory. It helps heal the gut. Chlorophyll is actually considered by the vegetarian community as their multivitamin.
Yeah.
It is so packed with nutrition, chlorophyll. Drink all the chlorophyll you can handle or put it in pearls so your teeth don't turn green. Yes, Dr. Sherry, you're right. She wrote a book on nightshades and out of Sarasota, Florida. Really good information.
See, and one other thing that I've just noticed here, because this is usually diagnosed in kids very young, mm-hmm. they have a tendency to not grow as well as they're supposed to because they're not getting the good nutrition that they're supposed to.
Malabsorption from day one.
Their body can't absorb nutrition.
So products that contain slippery elm, okay? Products that have slippery elm is one of the best healers there is.
Mm-hmm.
People that can, you know, again, eat okra as part of your main staple in your diet 2 to 3 times a week. Have lots of aloe vera juice. Now, the brand that we use is Lily of the Desert. Lily of the Desert, very popular. Inner leaf juice, not the gel, the juice. And you get somebody with that kind of condition in the gut, get them drinking about 30 or 40 ounces a day.
Okay. It'll help.
Five or six 5-ounce glasses a day for a while, week or two. They might get a little loose in the bowel. They're probably going to detoxify, as Craig mentioned, if that mm-hmm. smell. And we're getting rid of the toxins that have accumulated into that glue in the gut. But I'll tell you what, it's a healer. It's natural anti-inflammatory. It's amazing for helping the gut heal. And the gut is the key to health.
Mm-hmm.
Our gut right here is the key to health.
All health.
All health.
From mental health to...
hormones to
virtually everything in the body.
Sherry Rogers, that's it. You got it.
And if your gut health is not put together and functioning properly, the rest of you is going to start suffering.
Yeah, this decides the quality of health. This decides the quality of the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Quit eating for this thing's pleasure and eat for this thing's needs, and you'll be much happier.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Morrison, we're going to wrap it up. Hi, Larissa, thanks for joining us. Tracy, good to see you. Thank you, Tamara. Whole health starts in the gut. Gut-brain connection,
absolutely. It's huge.
It's never changed. It isn't going to change. In 6,000 years of recorded history, science, physiology, neurological function, structural integrity, hormone integrity, metabolism, immune system, mental health, every bit of it.
In the gut.
Right there. That's the focus. Okay, so finishing up. July 20th, what is today? 21st? Today's 21st?
Yes, the 21st. All day.
All day, it's 21st?
Promise.
Wait a second. July 24th, I'll be in Lusk, 2 to 4 p.m. at the fairgrounds in Lusk. July 27th, here, 6:15 p.m. is the...
Nutrition 101.
Come back through as a refresher if it's been over a year.
And it's free.
And it's complimentary.
Free. Complimentary.
Free. July 28th, Craig and I will be back next Wednesday, a week from now. We're going to be going into natural health for a healthy BP. And yes. And oh, by the way, I'm going to give you one last little parting tip. I talked about this. I almost forgot. Cardiovascular index. Here's a good way for you to determine at what layer or what stress level might your cardiovascular system be under. It's called cardiovascular index. It works beautifully.
And it's simple.
And it's very simple. If you can run a quick little calculator, if you have a little blood pressure cuff, wrist cuff, or arm cuff, and you're taking blood pressure and the numbers seem alarming, take the systolic and diastolic pressure, add them together, it's going to give you a big number, okay? Then take that big number times the pulse rate. It's going to give you an even bigger number, okay? 12, 13, 14, 18, 22,000. It's going to get in the bigger numbers. That's okay. Here's the goal for cardiovascular index. When you do that, systolic plus diastolic times the pulse rate, and you get that big number, you want that big number to be between 12 and 15,000, right in that range. That's the ideal range.
Mm-hmm.
If that number is 15 to 20,000, mild stress. 20 to 25,000, moderate stress. 25 to 30,000, severe. And if that number, with that mathematical equation, if that's over 30, you had better get some intervention. You better get some medical intervention and find out what's going on, because you might feel fine, but that's what happens with these.
And it's called, there's something coming.
There's something going on.
Yeah.
Cardiovascular index. It's no different than the SAS method for when someone has a stroke. Smile, answer a question, and repeat a sentence. SAS, S-A-S. If they can, if a person can't smile, right, half goes up, that's an indicator. Hospital immediately. If they can't raise their arms above their head and one's over to the side, that's another indicator.
Yes.
And lastly, if you ask them, say, Mary had a little what, and they said a peanut instead of lamb, or ask them to say, Mary had a little lamb, and they say, Mary had a little shelf, right, or something, they mess it up, little subtle irregularities in saying sentences, that's called the SAS method. We got that from Joe Saba. There's only three outcomes with strokes, and we're going to talk about heart health next week. Primarily around blood pressure, but the person's either debilitated physically, or they're in a wheelchair, or they're in the grave. And that's really the three outcomes. So we need to be able to spot these things pretty quick. Hey, Jenny, thanks for joining us. So, yeah, cardiovascular index. It's important to know, and we're going to talk about blood pressure next Wednesday on the Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday.
So please join us.
Thanks for tuning in. You guys take care in the podcast version of today's discussion will be up in just a little while. So take care. Thank you.
Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.